ஜனவல்லப கிரிவரநாதே. கோபி ஜனவல்லப கிரிவரநாதே. யசோதனந்தன வ்ரஜ ஜனாஞ்சன, யசோதனந்தன வ்ரஜ ஜனாஞ்சன, யமுனத்தீரவனசாதி ஜமுனச்சேராவசாதி. ஜய ராதாமத்தவ குஞ்சவிஹாரி, ஜய ராதாமத்தவ குஞ்ச விஹாரி. கோபி ஜனவல்லப கிரிவரநாதே, கோபி ஜனவல்லப கிரிவரநாதே. யசோதனந்தன வ்ரஜ ஜனாஞ்சன, யசோதனந்தன வ்ரஜ ஜனாஞ்சன, ஜமுனச்சேராவனசாதி, ஜமுனச்சேராவனசாதி. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண, கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம, ராம ராம ஹரே ஹரே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண, கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம, ராம ராம ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண, கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம, ராம ராம ஹரே ஹரே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண, கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம, ராம ராம ஹரே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம, ராம ராம ஹரே ஹரே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண, கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம, ராம ராம ஹரே ஹரே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண, கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம, ராம ராம ஹரே ஹரே. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Gurudev. Nitya Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitya Gaura Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Jaya Gaura, Jaya Gaura.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajagya. The Sitra Shishimad, the Divine Grace is come. Founder Chaira Jagar Guru Salesi Bhakti Vidanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajagya Charya Hastu Thara Sitra Shishimad, the Divine Grace Salesi Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Guri Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Sile Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sri Guhushi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrana Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopal Gopina Shyama Radha Kunda Giri Gauravadan ki jai. Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Mathura Dham ki jai. Navadvip Maipur Dham ki jai. Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai. Jamuna Mai ki jai. Ganges Mai ki jai. Tulsi Devi ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrindam ki jai. The Thai Gaura Premanandi. All glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glory to Shishi Guru Shri Gauranga. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pita Guta Lashana Tivadi Chita Shandra Vata Krishna Padaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narutamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayat Nashtapaisu Abhadrivisu Dityam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloki Bhakti Bhavati Nashtiki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshulamilitam Jena Tashmai Sri Gravenava Sri Chaitanya Manobhista Sapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakan Vitam Sha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorengi Radhe Bandavanishwari Prisavanu Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priya Vanchakalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sundribhyay Vacha Patitanam Pavanavyo Vaishnavyo Namo Ramaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 6 Chapter 4 The Hamsa Guhya Prayers Text number 51 52 Mituna Vyavaya Dharmas Swam Praja Saragam Imam Punana Mituna Vyavaya Dharaminyam Burisu Bhava Yishyasi Mituna Vyavaya Dharamastvam Praja Saragam Imam Punam Mituna Vyavaya Dharminyam Gurisho Bhavai Shasi Mituna Vyavaya Dharmastvam Paja Saragamimam Punam Mituna Vyavaya Dharminyam Gurisho Bhavai Shasi Mituna Vyavaya Dharmastvam Mituna Vyavaya Dharminyam Gurisho Bhavai Shasi. Sorry. Okay, chant. Mituna of man and woman, Vyavaya sexual activities, Dharma who are saved by religious performance, Twam you, Praja Swargam. Creation of living entities. Imam, this. Punaha, again. Mituna, of man and woman united. Gavaya dharaminyam. In her, according to the religious performance of sexual intercourse. Burisha manifold Baba Yishasi, he will cause to be. Translation and purport by divine grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Now unite in sexual life as man and woman, and in this way, by sexual intercourse, you will be able to beget children, hundreds of children, in the womb of this girl, to increase the population. Please repeat. Now unite in sexual life as man and woman, and in this way, by sexual intercourse, you'll be able to beget hundreds of children in the womb of this girl, to increase the population. Purport. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 11, Dharma viruddho bhuteshu karmosmi. I am sex that is not contrary to religious principles. Sexual intercourse ordained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Dharma, a religious principle. But it is not intended for sense enjoyment. Indulgence in sense enjoyment through sexual intercourse is not allowed by the Vedic principles. One may follow the natural tendency for sex life only to beget children. Therefore, the Lord told Daksha in this verse, this girl is offered to you only for sex life to beget children, not for any other purpose. She is very fertile, and therefore you will be able to have as many children as you can beget. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur remarks in this connection that Daksha was given the facility for unlimited sexual intercourse. In Daksha's previous life, he was also known as Daksha, but in the course of performing sacrifices, he offended Lord Shiva, and thus his head was replaced with that of a goat. Then Daksha gave up his life because of his degraded condition, but because he maintained the same unlimited sexual desires, he underwent austerities by which he satisfied the Supreme Lord, who then gave him unlimited potency for sexual intercourse. It should be noted that although such a facility for sexual intercourse is achieved by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this facility is not offered to advanced devotees who are free from material desires. Nyabilasita sunyam. In this connection, it may be noted that if the American boys and girls engaged in the Krishna consciousness movement want to advance in Krishna consciousness to achieve the supreme benefit of loving service to the Lord, they should refrain from indulging in this facility for sex life. Therefore, we advise that one should at least refrain from illicit sex. Even if there are opportunities for sex life, one should voluntarily accept the limitation of having sex only for progeny, not for any other purpose. Kardama Muni was also given the facility for sex life, but he had only a slight desire for it. Therefore, after begetting children in the womb of Devahuti, Kardama Muni became completely renounced. The purport is that if one wants to return home back to Godhead, one should voluntarily refrain from sex life. Sex should be accepted only as much as needed, not unlimitedly. One should not think that Daksha received the favor of the Lord by receiving the facilities for unlimited sex. Later verses will reveal that Daksha again committed an offense, this time at the lotus feet of Narada. Therefore, although sex life is the topmost enjoyment in the material world, and although one may have an opportunity for sexual enjoyment by the grace of God, this entails a risk of committing offenses. Daksha was open to such offenses, and therefore, strictly speaking, he was not actually favored by the Supreme Lord. One should not seek the favor of the Lord for unlimited potency in sex life. Verse 51 was omitted because it has no purport. I feel that although it has no purport, Krishna is speaking, so we should hear it. And we can go to the next verse, which has purport. Jumping it, I don't think it is good. So it should be written, and the speaker can go to the next verse. So I'm going to read it. Text 51. Esa panchajana shanga duhita vaipajapate akshini nama patni tue pajesa patigri yatam. Oh my dear son Daksha, Prajapati Panchajana has a daughter named Ashikni, whom I offer to you so that you may accept her as your wife. In text 52. Now unite in sexual life as man and woman. And in this way, by sexual intercourse, you will be able to beget hundreds of children in the womb of this girl to increase the population. Hare Krishna. Daksha is a Prajapati. Daksha, Prajapati, his duty is to procreate. And for him to do his duty perfectly, he performs severe austerity. By this austerity, he was empowered. Daksha, very expert in sex life. Not expert in pure devotional service, but expert in sex life. See, he has been empowered, and the Supreme Lord, seeing his desire, has become pleased. In this way, he has given him a fertile lady, a Ashikni. Her womb is fertile, and Daksha is also potent, so that he will fulfill his desire in procreating to fill the universe as his duty. For us to do our service potently, wonderfully, there is a need for some austerity. There is a need for austerity. If we want to be empowered to do wonderful service, or to do our service perfectly, nicely, to please the Lord, there's a need for austerity. This is the standard we see throughout the Vedas. Of all the great personalities who have done something wonderful, this is a system, so we can follow the same thing. So the Prabhupada gave us a simple austerity. No illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, no flesh eating, and chanting minimum 16 rounds. This activity should be performed. So Daksha has been given the facility for sex. So Prabhupada said in the purport, quoting from Bhagavad Gita, Dharama vidrudho bhuteshu kamosmi I am the sex life which is not contrary to religious principle. Sex life which is devotional service. Actually, that is what, that is how it should be. For devotee, all our activities should be devotional service, devotional activities. It is no more activities for our senses. This includes everything we do in Krishna consciousness. Everything. That all our activities should be for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, including sex life. Therefore, we shouldn't remove household ashram from bhakti, from devotion. We should not remove sex from bhakti, from devotional service to Krishna. It is devotional service because we are supposed to please Krishna by these activities and to get Krishna conscious children who will push this movement forward potently. So it should be devotional service. How do we do that? Sex life, which is not contrary to religious principle, which is devotional service. It shouldn't be our desire. If it is because I'm agitated and my wife is agitated, we want to have sex because we are married, that is not sex which is approved in the scripture. It is our desire for sex. And the children will not be the wonderful children we are expecting to have in Krishna consciousness. So we have seen how many of the children born in the movement are not serious in Krishna consciousness. Why is that? The children who are born in the movement are supposed to be better than us, those of us who came from parents who are not devotees. But the children who are born in this movement should be better. Right from the beginning, the attachment for Krishna consciousness should be very strong, should be burning. But we don't see that. There is a devotee. To give an example, the parent of Srinivas Acharya. Their parent, they were really old when they begot Srinivas Acharya. And they were living, they are husband and wife, but they were living as brothers and sisters. They were not having sex again for years because they have done with it. They have finished with sex life, so they are living together, serving Krishna without thinking of sex life. And one day, the woman said to the husband, "It seems the Lord wants us to have a son." The husband said, "What? I thought you have forgotten about this. You are still carrying this in your heart? This is Maya." The wife said, "No, I have not been carrying it in my mind. I have forgotten about it, but it has come. It means the Lord is detecting." So Chaitanya asked the husband, "All right, let us go. I meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to confirm it." And both of them went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as they arrived, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting with a large crowd. How will they get to him? It's a big crowd. But as soon as they arrived, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for them, "Please come here." Then they came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and immediately he told them, I am expecting one of my devotees to come through you, because your devotion is very high. Please give me my devotee who is waiting to come and assist me in my Sankirtan movement. So it was confirmed. They went home and the wife became pregnant and Srinivasa Acharya was born. This is sex life which is not contrary to religious principle, because it is not from their desire. The Lord impelled their mind to think about it. This is pure devotional service. One cannot call this sex life. It is not sex life. It is devotional service. Sex life means our own desire. We have our desire. And the Lord gave permission. That is different. Husband and wife should live together, serving Krishna very nicely. Let the Supreme Lord detect that I need a devotee from you, because your consciousness is now Krishna conscious, and the child that will come through you will be a devotee. It is not easy. It is difficult. It is difficult. And that is how it should be. Every wonderful thing cannot be easily gotten. Every wonderful thing must be difficult to get. Anything which is very cheap cannot be wonderful. So to have a Krishna conscious child requires strong devotion, full dependence upon Krishna. And it will come. The Prabhupada gave example of Kardama Muni, who had married not because he wanted to enjoy sex life. He married, it's a Prajapati, he married out of duty. And as soon as he finished his duty, he left. He renounced without regretting of giving up his beautiful, wonderful wife. Devahuti's beauty is described in Bhagavatam. She was so beautiful that one day she was playing table tennis on her father's skyscrapers. And a demigod saw her from the air. Seeing her beauty, they fell off their airplane. But Kardama Muni married such a beautiful lady and renounced her without regretting. As a devotee, means that his devotion is very strong. He married not because of sense gratification. He married because of devotional service. And the example is, as soon as he finished, he left. He was never attached. Now this is a wonderful chance for me to gratify the senses. Kardama Muni was not thinking like this. Prabhupada used the word bare necessities of life. Kardama Muni fulfilled this statement perfectly. The bare necessity of life. He went in just for devotional service, and as soon as he finished, he got out. No attachment. This sex life is wanted. Because Krishna created the four ashramas. He created it according to our activities, which are dictated by the modes which controls us. Based on what we are, Krishna created this. So we cannot close down any of the ashramas. Krishna created them.
They should go on.
We have to also make devotees. So make devotees. Krishna conscious devotees that will continue this movement are needed. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada said, if I have the guarantee that all my children will be devotees, I will have married 100 wives. He would have married other one. That is his desire for devotional service. His determination for devotional service is so high that I will have married 100. Not just one wife and be complaining how it is difficult. Yes. Married life will be very difficult. It will be very difficult. Why? Married life will be difficult because we have not married for Krishna. We have married for our sense gratification. So it will be difficult. If it is for Krishna, if it is devotional service to Krishna, it is very, very sweet activity. So it cannot be painful activity that we will be regretting. And we are limiting having children. Daksha have been given the opportunity to have hundreds of children. Not one child. Hundreds of children. If it is devotional service, why only hundreds? Should be more. Because we want the whole world to be devotees. So why limiting making devotees? Why should we limiting our activity to make devotees? Now, is it ILS or GBC? The slogan is, what is the slogan now? More devotees, happy devotees. So why just one? Why one? More devotees. Our family should be increasing. How do we increase our family? Eh? By one devotee? One child? Is that the way? The way to increase is more devotees. To increase our family, we need more devotees. Devotees. We need more devotees. And more devotees means that our marriage should be for Krishna. So, Prabhupada said, even if we have the opportunity for sex life, we shouldn't abuse it. We shouldn't. We should use it to beget Krishna conscious children only. This is perfect renunciation. Perfect detachment. Perfect renunciation means that all our activities does not have our interest inside. If we don't have personal interest in the activities which we perform, why limiting making devotees? We are limiting making devotees because we have our own personal interest. For Krishna's interest, Krishna is unlimited. Therefore, his activities should be unlimited. His service to him should be unlimited. This is Krishna consciousness. Household ashram is very, very powerful ashram. Very, very powerful. It is more difficult. It is more difficult than other ashramas. Not the difficulty we are talking is not because the problems we get in the ashram. It is not. That is different. The problems we get in that ashram is due to our senses coming in between devotional service. The difficulties we are talking is the sastric injunctions relating to household ashrams. It's like a person who is very, very hungry. You're very hungry. And the food is given to you. Right? And you are told, take one spoon. Only one spoon. A whole plate of prasadam is given the hungry person with an instruction, take only one spoon. An intelligent person will think, so what did they use? I'm hungry and I want to eat, but I'm giving the instruction to take only one spoon. One spoon. Better? Better? Forget it. Sannyas. I don't want to take only one spoon. Forget everything. It's easier to do like that. But those who remain there to take one spoon, they are more powerful than the sannyasis. Do you understand? You have sex with your wife once in a month because she has only once in a month her period. Not twice. Twice is sanctification. Only once. So one who does that is more powerful than one who said, forget it. Because it is easier to say forget it and you just close your eyes against it. It's forgotten. But one who remains there and is taking only one spoon is more powerful. His renunciation is more perfect than lazy sannyasi who just forget everything. Just forget everything. Hare Krishna. So the ashram is very strong for strong people. So in the Vedic culture, you will see that only those who have control over their senses are married. And those who have no control over their senses, they are forbidden from marrying. Because they are going to pollute that ashram with their uncontrolled senses. Because we have no control over our senses and we are going into this ashram, we will have a lot of difficulties. Therefore, people are complaining about the ashram. Srila Prabhupada mentioned in one of his lectures about Lord Ramachandra. Although he is the supreme personality of Godhead, but because of association with a woman, he suffered 14 years in the forest. That is the difficulty that we have to go through to gratify senses. The sense gratification is very dangerous because it takes our intelligence from our self-interest. We'll forget our self-interest. Sense gratification darkens our intelligence. It blocks our consciousness from looking into our self-interest because it is activity of the body. So our attention is focused on the body and we forget about the reality, the self. So No intelligent persons will be interested in sense gratification. It should be given up. And we can give full attention to Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Comments? Or questions?
Thank you, Maharaj. Nice class. Maharaj, you have mentioned that we see in our society that children who are born of devotees, they are not much attached to Krishna consciousness or Krishna. So how we can understand that devotees, big devotees, have born of parents who are not at all Krishna conscious, proper disciples and many devotees, senior devotees. And now the children who are born, taking birth now, they are devotees. They are Krishna conscious, not fully. They have some enjoyment mentality, but still they are in Krishna consciousness movement and chanting. So how we can see this? How we can understand this?
Thank you. Thank you. Nice question. Children who are not born from devotees' family are taken to Krishna consciousness. How is it that the devotees' children are not having interest, deep interest in Krishna consciousness? This is contradiction. Yes, those who sin in ignorance suffers more. Those who sin in knowledge suffers more than those who sin in ignorance. Do you understand? Those who are committing sins in knowledge will suffer more than those who are sinning in ignorance. It's clear? We know the regulative principles, we know. Breaking it will bring also heavy consequences. Right? So, we know. We have heard, we have read, we have been told, so we should do it properly. If we don't act properly, we will suffer more, because we have been fortunate to come across this wonderful system, wonderful teaching, the philosophy, compared to nothing. So we should do better. We should act properly. Then the result will be wonderful. How do you know? You know how powerful the parents are from knowing from the children. If our consciousness is fully Krishna conscious, it will show in all our activities. In all our activities, you will see what is inside. If our inside is Krishna conscious, all our activities, our speech, our hearing, everything will be Krishna conscious. Prabhupada told us, how do you know one who is a fool? When he keep quiet? No, when he speaks. Right? Then you know. Okay, this is an intelligent person, or this is a fool, or this is a devotee. By their fruit, we shall know them. Know the tree by the fruit it bears. So if we take our Krishna consciousness very seriously, it will show in our activities. In history, we may have some instances which may look contradictory. But if you look deeply into it, you will see there is wonderful explanation behind that. For example, Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, his father is a demon, but he is not a demon, he's a devotee. Narada Muni places Prahlad through the ear of Hiranyakashipu, and that came through his semen to his wife. It was Narada Muni who did that. And Hiranyakashipu himself, he confirmed that. In Bhagavatam, he said, Prahlad, you are an axe meant to cut down the tree of our demon race, which is true. Prahlad Maharaj have planted an axe to cut down the tree of demons through the ear of Hiranyakashipu when he was performing austerity. He chanted Vishnu to his ear. Vishnu. My enemy, why are you talking about Vishnu? Vishnu. And the anger broke his meditation. He couldn't continue. So he came back home to unite with his wife, thinking of Lord Vishnu. So Prahlad came through that. So Hiranyakashipu performed austerity twice. The first one, Narada Muni broke it. So he came back home. And after uniting with his wife, he went back to continue, second time. By then the wife is already pregnant. See, in Bhagavatam mentioned Prahlad 5 years. So we wonder, 5 years means what? Because Hiranyakashipu performed for 120 celestial years. So 5 years Prahlad means what? The 5 years is when Prahlad appeared, not when he was in the womb. Because his mother refused to give birth to the child. She said, I want to wait for my husband to come before I will deliver my child. So Prahlad was in the womb for a long time. Until the husband returned from the austerity before she gave birth to Prahlad. So 5 years is calculated from the time he appeared. Not from the time he like a city performed austerity. Srimad Bhagavatam Kija. Srila Prabhupada Kija. Tai Gopi Manandi. All glories to assembled devotees.